Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Palestinians are calling for the European Union to be involved in the Middle East peace process. That's the headline. David Dolan will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Mahmoud Abbas, president of the Palestinian Authority, is urging Europeans to play a greater role in the peace process. Do you think that's going to be an opening for the EU?
Well, Jimmy, this peace plan is a puzzle to many, many people because there is virtually zero relationships right now between the Palestinians and the American administration. Hanan Ashrawi, the Palestinian official, gave an interview earlier this year. She said the administration has, quote, zero credibility with the Palestinians, that they don't think they have any of their interests. And what we're hearing about the details of this plan would indicate that the Palestinians will not be in any way supportive of it. That obviously opens the door for others. The EU is one. The Russians are another to step into that void. Jared Kushner gave an interview to the Sky television network in Britain when he was in Abu Dhabi, and he said it's not going to be anything more than an economic boon for the Palestinians. And the press reports say no Palestinian state would be created. That he did say that they want to see Gaza and the West Bank joined together under one political authority. Well, the Palestinians themselves have been trying to achieve that for years and haven't succeeded in doing that. And he just emphasized this would be economically beneficial for everyone. Well, sort of the same line that President Trump apparently took with the North Koreans, and we didn't see that go very far. So the Palestinians have already shot this down before it even comes out, Jimmy, and that certainly does open the door for less pro-Israel forces like the EU and the Russians to jump into that void. But again, this plan hasn't been presented and won't be until sometime later this year.
David Dolan with details on the Trump peace plan and the Palestinian request for the European Union involvement in this peace process. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. It is very questionable whether the Trump peace plan will be accepted by either the Israelis or the Palestinians. Now the Palestinians want the European Union to get involved. This is a scenario that sounds very much like the prophetic plan that is laid out in the Bible. Daniel chapter 7 and chapter 9 reveal that the process will be the revival of the Roman Empire and then the appearance of Antichrist. The Antichrist will then confirm a peace treaty. That is Daniel chapter 7, verses 7 and 8 for the revived Roman Empire and the Antichrist. Daniel 9:27 reveals the confirmation of the peace treaty. That stage is set for these prophecies to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...